What do you call the type of a corn stalk? Where it sprouts out, looks like a kind of like a bloom. What do you call that?
I don't know. I just kind of you're talking about at the end of the ear.
No, at the stalk when the, it's growing and it kind of
it buds out.
What do you call it?
I don't really know. I just call it the buds, I guess. The stalk, I guess, if it's not the ear or anything.
Okay. The stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shucks that you have to brush off the ear when you take the shucks off, what you call that?
Silk.
Okay. What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Okay. The kind of small yellow crooked neck vegetable that we eat is called?
Squash.
Okay. What kind of melons do you like? Or do you, have you eaten melons?
Watermelons or, let's see, there's another one. I'm trying to think of it. It's real small.
Has the yellow meat in it?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I can't think of it. I can't think of it right now.
Okay, how about cantaloupe?
That's what I was trying to think of.
Okay, have you ever had any mushmelon?
Mushmelon. I thought that was about the same thing as cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. And what about muskmelon?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Okay. What springs up in the woods and fields after a rain? Little white umbrella-shaped things.
Oh, toadstools.
Okay. What else are they called? The ones that you eat are called?
Wow. Mushrooms.
Okay. I think you mentioned these before when we were talking about melons. They are large and green, and people sometimes pickle the rind. What different kinds do you know of?
Watermelon and there's something else. There's a yellow one. It has a yellow heart to it. But I don't.
Okay, what are the different kinds? How do they look? When you go get a watermelon, it may not be just like some of the others. How some of the ones that you've had on the outside?
Well, some of them, you're talking about in shape?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, some shape, size, color?
Well, some of them are real fat, you know, short, and others are real long and skinny.
Mm-hmm.
But,
how are they colored?
Well, some of them's got a yellow rind to them, and then some of them's got a real green rind to them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's where the melon's been laying, it's usually yellow because it doesn't get any sun.
Mm-hmm. Are any of them more than one color?
Well, not that I know of, unless it's the yellow spot that where it's been laying in the field.
Have you ever seen the ones that are striped?